Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the president of the Desert Research Institute, Kamut Acharya. He's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room of the Nevada Builders Alliance. Coverage of the 2025 legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp, that works for you. NV Energy, proudly serving Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. The Retail Association of Nevada, looking out for business. And by Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City, from the home of the Nevada Builders Alliance. We're delighted to welcome back to the program Kamut Acharya. He is the president of the Desert Research Institute. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
I'm glad to be back here again. Thank you for having me.
So I got to share with you that my involvement with DRI goes back a very long time and involves my wife, because she interned with me back in the early 1980s, and she wanted to do a project, and her first project was working both sides of the acid rain story.
Is it? Wow.
That's going back to the early 80s.
Yeah, fascinating.
Whatever happened to acid rain?
I have no idea. I didn't even know that we had acid rain story project. I mean, we've done a lot of cloud seeding works over the years. One of our most prominent programs since, I'd say, 1960s.
Right.
Still continues. And so I am not familiar with the acid rain story.
No, well, I mean, it's a lot. It's over 40 years ago.
Yeah.
But what's interesting about the cloud seeding project is that not only did it work very well for Northern Nevada, but the Southern Nevada Water Authority also was involved in the funding of that project. So it was for real.
For real. I mean, so, the way the cloud seeding works is we only operate those cloud seeders in winter months when there's a big precipitation moving. So we do have cloud seeding generators placed on Spring Mountain, Red Rock. And the one on Spring Mountain, I believe, was initially funded by SNWA. So they've been involved, and we've been able to increase precipitation for Southern Nevada. So it does work. And we also have cloud seeding generators in other states like Utah, Colorado, and other places.
All right, so I don't think that, you know, because so many people have moved to Nevada in the last few years, that not everybody's familiar with what DRI does. You operate all over the world.
We do. Our scientists are literally, they go to all seven continents to collect data.
So what are you working on right now, for example?
We have, at any time, we have 300 plus different projects happening at DRI. I was talking to a colleague of mine, one of our faculty members. He was contacting me the other day from Melbourne. He's working on wildfire research. His name is Tim Brown. He leads our Western Regional Climate Center. We have one of the six regional climate centers funded by NOAA at DRI, and we've had that for over 40 years. And the idea of that, what the climate center does is basically collects weather-related data for 11 Western states. And then we analyze that data and we put it out there on the website and we make them available for anybody who wants that data. And it's completely non-biased, non-political, anything, you know? So that's one of the programs. So as part of that, we have other group of scientists. We have an amazing team of scientists who run iScore Lab in our Reno campus. I don't know if you've ever been to our Reno campus iScore Lab. They go to Greenland and Antarctica and they bring iScores that are hundreds of meters deep, brought here and then analyzed and they look at thousands of years of atmospheric depositions, and they try to correlate that into historic events, whether the massive volcano impacted our weather or maybe lead mining changed the way the lead pollution increased, you know, so all of that. So we have, that's why we have another group of scientists who are working in Western Africa right now on water sanitation and hygiene. So our scientists are literally all over the world.
And at one point, you had people working in Egypt, right?
Pollution-based. Correct. And I've actually been to Egypt for work a couple of times when back when I was a faculty member. I mean, their air pollution is pretty bad over there.
Yes, to say the least. Along with their traffic.
Along with the traffic. I agree. And so our scientists, yes, we were working with Egyptian scientists to help them how to deal with their air pollution issues.
And did you have much success?
We do have success, and we provide recommendations. Listen, I mean, whether you want to implement the recommendation or do something to mitigate that, it's up to them. Our job, our scientists, our job is to say, this is your problem, this is the source of your pollution, and now you have to do something about it. Talking about air quality, I'd like to mention another project. Our scientists are also monitoring haze, the air quality in all the national parks in the United States. You know, the idea is if you have a haze somewhere, Yosemite or Zion, then our scientists get the air quality samples brought to DRI, sent by EPA, and then they're able to track the source of that pollution and then tell the folks like, hey, this is where it's coming from, you better deal with it. You know, and so, yeah, I mean, and here we deal with it.
So, all right, so give, for example, where's the pollution coming from, the haze?
And it depends on the location.
It could be
like a place like Zion. It could be coming from, if there's a big dust storm happening in Las Vegas, it could be coming from Las Vegas. It could be coming from emissions from traffic, you know, the biggest one, right? And so it could be coming from big wildfire in California. So it could be all over, it could be any other sources.
All right, so you can track the source, but really there's an inability to do something about that.
Well, I mean, the emissions, like
unless
traffic.
Unless you get really big fans.
Well, the cities can do it. I mean, the cities can minimize the dust emissions. They can minimize the vehicle emissions. The dust emissions is because you have, when you have an empty space and when you start taking out all the vegetation and all of that, the chances of higher dust emission is like very possible, right? And so you have to plant trees, you have to plant vegetation. There are ways to mitigate all of those. It takes time and effort and obviously money.
All right, so you bring up a very good point, and one that Reno and Las Vegas certainly should be looking at, because as the population increases, the heat island effect increases, we should be planting a lot more trees.
We should be planting a lot more trees. Yeah, I mean, our scientist, there's a scientist called John Mejia. He has developed a mathematical model that basically he looks at, he can see the entire city and then he can identify the areas of those heat islands, right? And as we build more and remove vegetation, and it's gonna definitely impact, Las Vegas broke all kinds of heat record last year. I mean, it's not only because of the heat island, but there are many other reasons, but this is a very, very serious issue. And one of the projects that our scientists are working on, the impact of extreme heat on vulnerable population in the community.
And all of this requires money.
It does require money.
And the state of Nevada doesn't have a lot of money.
We don't have a lot of money, but we also have, especially I live in Las Vegas, and Las Vegas has been growing, and you know, a lot of the new industries like the sports or big companies are moving in. There's a lot of business happening in Las Vegas. So I think that we need to get out. We can't just rely on the state to do everything. I think the private businesses also have to start getting involved in helping out, in my opinion, personal opinion.
All right, so you've got a mix there going on, which is, you know, the state to get these businesses that are multi-billion dollar businesses have to do tax abatements. But then you have situations like Tesla, for example, in Northern Nevada, that has built miles of roads at TRI to mitigate the effects that they have. So does that need to be put into these laws that if you get these abatements, you've also got to provide these things? Would that be a good look at it?
I think that would be out of my lane to say anything about it. I'm a scientist, you know, that's more on the political side, how to deal with it. But I think as a scientist, I think we got to mitigate those dust emissions and then also the heat island effects, you know.
You know, and Nevada is going to continue to grow. I mean, you know, we talk about this all the time on the program and drive some people crazy with it. But, you know, there's going to be a brand new airport at Ivanpah, you know, coming on in the mid 2030s. And this is going to create huge growth and economic development opportunities in Southern Nevada. But there also has to be conversations with scientists like yourself to look at how do you mitigate the growth that's obviously coming, the population increase that's going to come with, you know, the lifestyle.
I couldn't agree with you more. And so here's a positive news for you. I sit on Las Vegas Global Economic Alliance Board.
Right.
So that's the, you know, the economic development agency for Southern Nevada. And so I'm able to help the agency when we're attracting businesses. And so they, if there's a business that is coming to Nevada and we look at what are their, like, water footprint, what are they gonna, like, what do they require, what is their carbon footprint. So we're able to assist LVGA on identifying all of those footprints and then figuring out whether it makes sense for Southern Nevada to attract that business, you know. So I think we are quite involved. I'm also involved in EDON. I'm also on the EDON board. So yes, DRI is involved in economic development and advising what kind of companies and what mitigations we have to do as a result of those companies coming into our communities.
Yeah, and Betsy Fredwell, who heads up the LVGA, is going to be on the program next month. So she'll have more to say about this and other topics coming
up. Betsy is a really good leader. She also sits on DRI Foundation board. So,
okay, well, you've got it coming and going here. Yeah. Yes, Nevada is a very small state,
yes.
To say the least. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back, talk much more about the Desert Research Institute after this time out.
Fantastic cocktails and delicious food. It's a good time to eat. Over 500 hot slots plus electronic table games.
It's a good time to play.
Player rewards and big time jackpots.
It's a good time to win.
Ooh, your good times are tamarack.
The trucking industry is the most resilient link in the supply chain. And for over 90 years, the Nevada Trucking Association has been the voice for the men and women in the trucking industry. From Carson City to Washington, D.C., we advocate for policies to protect our trucking companies and keep commerce flowing. Because Nevada's and America's prosperity is tied to trucks. There's nothing without trucking.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House, the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City, we continue our conversation with the president of DRI, Kamud Acharya. You were talking about what you were doing in Antarctica with going into these ice cores. What are you finding, what are your scientists finding as they go back literally thousands of years? Because we know, for example, here in Nevada, that at one point, there's a reason why it's called the Great Basin, Lake Lahontan filled up the whole state. We have seen warming and cooling of the planet over time. How does this play into what you're seeing, and how does it play into, you know, since the Industrial Revolution to now? What do you see?
It's a really good story. So some of the stories or some of the research findings that have come out of our ice core lab, I'll give you an example. A publication that came out from DRI a few years ago, they were able to link a massive volcano in Alaska and how that volcano impacted European cities, and that led to a cooling period and led to a fall of a Roman Empire.
Really?
Yes. That was came out, that paper was.
So it wasn't the sex and the drinking. It was the volcano.
Proceedings in National Academy of Science.
Yeah.
So that was one incident, right? And then also they have done subsequent studies on once the Clean Air Act was passed in the early 70s and how that changed the lead pollution in our, it just dropped rapidly, all the lead in the atmosphere. So there is a direct connection to the historic events. And then, like our scientists, they were able to track the time period. Like, you know, like even when the Romans started mining lead back in the day, all the smelting and everything else, they were able to see spike in lead pollution. And they were able to track that 2,000 years ago. You know, how the ice core works, the ice core is like really long. And so the deeper you go, the way back you go, like thousands of years, right? And so they bring that ice core to DRI, they melt it by millimeter to millimeter, and they capture everything that is deposited in that millimeter. It takes thousands of years for that. And so they're able to then identify, okay, this was like 2,000 years ago, and you're seeing the spike in lead pollution or some other pollution or black carbon. And then they try to find out, and they work with the historians and, you know, okay, what happened during that period in the event. And so they try to correlate those events, and then they stitch together and put out a story, you know. And so, yeah, I mean, there was another story that came out a few years ago. We found out that the Maoris in New Zealand were burning forests 700 years ago, and that was also impacting the change in climate.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so to go back to my original question, so from the can you tell from the Industrial Revolution to now how things have occurred?
Absolutely. You have to come visit DRI, and we'll show you we have all those graphs and all those data that are out there and display at DRI. Every time when we have a visitor, we walk them through the period, like, you know. So they do, I mean, going back to like 2,000 years like ago to until now, you know.
Okay, so without getting into the politics of it, I mean, did you start seeing, you know, an increase in changes in climate because of the Industrial Revolution? Because that was a massive change for society.
Definitely. I mean, the amount of, you know, the carbon that we put out, you know, in the atmosphere is pretty clearly seen through data that we have. And I think that the climate change, I mean, it is, I'm not saying like the Industrial Revolution was the only reason why climate was changing, but it was definitely helping it speed up.
Okay, and when I look at things like volcanoes, earthquakes, typhoons, hurricanes, is what man does affecting the planet as much as what Mother Nature does? And maybe man is not left at the end, but the planet's still gonna be here.
It's definitely going to be here. I agree with you. I can't dispute what you just said, you know.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
All right, let's take another break and we'll be right back. More on DRI after this timeout.
Welcome to Story County, where history meets innovation and a pioneering spirit continues to shape our future. At the heart of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, we power the future with global leaders in technology and manufacturing, driving progress that reaches far beyond our county lines. From advanced manufacturing to tech innovation, our industries are creating thousands of quality careers, fueling a vibrant economy that benefits every Nevadan. But it's more than just growth. Our community is our foundation, supporting families, empowering local initiatives, and creating a place where everyone belongs. Be part of a legacy built on bold ideas and boundless possibilities. Join us in building a brighter future right here in Story County. Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Kamud Acharya. He is the president of the Desert Research Institute. You were talking about West Africa earlier. What projects do you have going in Africa?
So we have a center called Center for International Wasp and Sustainability. And what that center, the people in the center, they do is they get funding from private foundations in the United States, such as Hilton Foundation or Dornsai Foundations. And then they go to West Africa and they try to help the local communities. Either it's like water sustainability, or how do you produce clean water with a limited technology? How do you train capacity building, train people there? And I've actually been in one of the missions back when I was a faculty. I went to Uganda for 2 weeks to teach low-cost water treatment technology to local people there. And so, yeah, we've been involved in Africa since, I believe, the 1970s in helping those communities.
Okay, and that's interesting because you're not just an administrator. You actually were part of the faculty. You've been there for 20 years now.
Correct. I was hired as an assistant resource professor in ecological engineering. And then I was doing research until about 2017. And then, I joined DRI in 2005, after 12 years of research. I got pulled into administration, and one thing led to another. I was leading a large hydrology program. Then I became vice president briefly, and then became president 6 years ago.
So we're sitting here in Carson City in the middle of a legislative session. You get between, 10 and 15% of your funding from the legislature?
About 15%, yes.
Yeah, okay. So what do you have to say to the legislators about your needs?
You know, DRI, every dollar we get from the state, we bring additional $5 to the state. So we provide a very decent, very good return on investment. And then what we're trying to do is we're trying to look at help the communities. We say that we study the impact of humans on environment and environment's impact on human. And then also we're trying to be the stewardess of natural resources and trying to deal with, help the communities on water pollution, PFAS, you know, water resource management. And so we're providing a much needed service to our community. And then we're also providing that really good return on investment. So please invest in DRI.
All right, and also what people may not know is that your researchers actually go out and find the funding for their projects themselves, correct? That is unique.
Correct. I mean, 85% of our funding comes from competitive grants, and almost 75% of that funding is federal. And so we will go out there, write proposals, and compete with other big programs in the country. And then we bring funding. We are funded by either DOD, Department of Energy, NASA, NOAA, EPA, National Science Foundation, you name it. So we do, and we bring all of that funding to Nevada, and we're also helping the economy of the state by bringing additional dollars here.
One of the things that is very exciting right now is the lithium mining that's mm-hmm. going on in the state. But there's also hydrogen that is coming along. Does it concern you at all that hydrogen may end up being the fuel that we need and lithium?
It does not concern me at all because, you know, listen, we need energy for everything. I don't want to get in too much into the weed here. We're talking about AI revolution, and AI means we need a lot of energy to power those AIs. So yeah, hydrogen, I mean, you know, let them compete. Whichever is cheaper and more environmental friendly, I'm all for it.
It's going to be a very interesting time, to say the least. I thank you so much for coming down and doing this. And please come back and let's get into more detail on some of these projects.
Thank you for having me, and I'm always happy to come back here.
You are very welcome, and we'll be right back.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real. It's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Carson Valley Inn, it's your place for the good times. Carson Valley Inn.
A power line is more than a power line. It's maintaining the bottom line for small businesses. It's keeping the assembly line moving for our workforce. For our brightest minds, it's meeting a deadline. It's on the front line with our heroes. And on the sidelines of the biggest games. It's a direct line to our loved ones. And it's a lifeline for the most vulnerable. There's a lot on the line.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room of the Nevada Builders Alliance. Coverage of the 2025 legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. NV Energy, proudly serving Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. The Retail Association of Nevada, looking out for business. And by Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers come to you from Carson City, from the headquarters of the Nevada Builders Alliance. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.